Sports Betting Bar Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
And maybe Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a beer and water. Bye.
Thank you, Tone.
Thank you, Gumpy.
Thank you.
How you doing, Bob?
I didn't take it very well yesterday.
What do you mean? You had the Bengals with the points. You won.
I was heavily invested money line. I always take points. I mean, I live bet the Bengals when they went down 7-0 plus 6.5 too. But I don't know. I wanted that one for the Bengals. I really did.
It was best case scenario for me. Bengals lose.
Hell yeah.
They cover. AFC North, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Sneaky skates.
No, what I mean. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Best case scenario right there. Bengals lose, but still cover. Got them with the 6.5 as well with the live.
It was great. Thank you.
Fucking great.
Man, how'd you do, Pa?
Well, Tony, I had the Rams to cover.
Okay, so then.
That didn't hit.
Oh, and the undie, yeah.
No.
I will go
Tony,
through all
of that.
I had
the over, actually, Tony. So I was about 10 yards away from smashing that. It didn't come through.
Okay.
No.
Betting wise, it was a pretty. I mean, obviously the coin toss. Here, I got a list of things that we talked about on the show.
Go on.
We opened up the week with since 2000 favorites of 4 or more 210-1 ATS. Make that 211-1 ATS. Okay.
Yep.
Bengals did cover. Super Bowl totals of 48 or higher went 8-2 to the under. Make that 9-2.
Yep.
We are on the under there. I had no points scored in the first 6 to 7 minutes. Those ones cashed. Both quarterbacks incomplete. They both completed, Paul.
Yeah.
I did, however, take both quarterbacks unders on their first completion. It was 7.5 and 8.5 yards for those. That one hit. Shortest touchdown under 1.5 yards. Did that one hit?
No.
Yes, it did.
With who?
Very last play of the game. They're on the 1 yard line. Cooper Kupp.
Ah, yeah, because of that horseshit goal.
The holding call. Yeah, well, let's do some recapping as we go through here.
Okay. Here we go.
Before let's we get into that, I just want to say this. Before we get into that, the kickoff should have been taken out.
Yes.
It was half a yard deep.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Now to what led to the under 1.5 shortest touchdown?
There was a face mask on Ramsey.
For sure.
Absolutely. I will give you that.
It's very quick. It was a very good one.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. If you're a ref, are you not always thinking, like, if they didn't call that on Kupp, if they didn't call that what they called, would anybody have bitched about it?
No, I don't think so.
Right?
No.
Like, that's how I kind of always look at it.
Yeah.
And I think fourth and goal, like, I don't know. Man.
Was it fourth?
That would have put them to fourth.
Yeah, it would have been on fourth and goal, yes. That was after Stafford missed Van Jefferson, who Connor had. Connor would have hit big.
I just don't get it. If you don't want to get involved all game, then don't. Don't change your mind. And it was a false start to boot by a fucking mile. The guys were standing upright before the ball was hot. Like, I don't know. It's a bad I know it's a bad take, and it looks like shit when you blame it on the refs. I know. But
I thought up until that very point, it was a very, very, it was a well-refed game.
Yeah, they said let him play.
Yeah,
right?
Which is fine. We like that.
But just be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess in the biggest game of the year, we should have known that they were going to, the PI was PI on Kupp. Like, he mauled them.
Yeah.
But to get to that point, it was the holding.
Yes, correct.
And was it not within 5 yards as well? Like,
You're allowed to get physical with him,
right?
Within 5 yards.
You're not allowed to hold within 5 yards. Yeah, they don't really even give you that anymore either. Like, it's in the rule book, but I feel like they don't give it to you anymore.
Yeah, you can't hold, but you can bump. You can get physical. You can't hold, though.
Ever. Basically, all you can do is jam at the line, I feel like.
Yeah, correct,
that 5 yard cushion doesn't really exist, I don't think.
It's definitely a bitter take, but.
2-point conversion attempt?
Hell yeah.
That cashed.
I mean, we would have been... No, they wouldn't have kicked the field goal.
So, I don't think it cashes if he drops it there and just immediately gets tackled. But since he got up, was able to run around and get a pass off, 2-point conversion attempt, check.
Yep.
Thank you, Johnny Hecker. Largest lead of the game was under 14.5. We had talked about that one.
Oh, longest reception hit with ease.
Yes.
Hit twice.
No.
Yeah. Chase and...
Did it hit for both quarterbacks?
Not for Rams.
Okay,
but
yeah.
For
No, because I had over on Joe Burrow 39.5. I also had over on Stafford 39.5. So I split that.
Stafford one. Throw two picks was
good was one. Even money.
Yeah.
OBJ was the first touchdown score.
-175.
Plus 900. Gabe gave out that one. Lowest scoring quarter. It was the first quarter until the fourth quarter. Only 7 points scored in the first quarter or in the fourth quarter. So that one didn't hit. Lowest scoring quarter under 5.5 also did not hit. First drive result. Punt.
Yeah.
Bingo. Yahtzee. Cooper Kupp under 105 hit. That was a lot of yards. He was only sitting at 50 yards until the last drive.
And then they realized he was on the team again and not to throw to the guy who can't catch the fucking ball.
Exactly. Tyler? What,
I mean, even the Bengals. Three downs to get a damn yard and you throw a deep ball? Like, just get a first down.
Well, the Bengals decided that if it was going to be 3rd and 1, they were going to—here it is. Where is it? Samaje Perine, over 2.5 rushing yards. Okay.
Two rushes
he had
for
two
zero.
Carries.
For zero?
Two carries, zero fucking yards, dude.
I mean, die with Joe Mixon, dude.
What are we doing?
Die with Joe Mixon.
Wasn't the one.
Can we not get a fuck? I mean, 2.5. I know I say it's a lot. We were on the right side. But if you took over 2.5 and a guy gets two carries, you would expect him to get over 2.5.
Wasn't the one right up the gut at Aaron
They both
Donald.
Were.
Yeah. It was like, what?
Well, the one was 3rd and 1 right before the end of the game.
Get this
Aaron
guy
Donald
the edge.
Stopped him on 3rd and 1, and then he got the sack on Joey. Not sack on Joey Burrow, but.
Yeah.
By the way, Samaje, I don't know, from the angle we were watching at that 4th and 1 where Joey Burrow got spun around and kind of just flung it at him.
I thought he caught it.
I thought he could have dove and caught it. I'm going to have to see a different angle of that one. Tyler Boyd went over. T. Higgins went over. T. Higgins to be the leading receiver of the game was huge for me. Stafford throwing the pick. Where are we? Joe Burrow obviously went under for 12.5 rushing yards. That was the only part of the same risk-free same game parlay that didn't hit. Stafford went over his. Matt Gay went under on his 7.5 kicking points. 34-31 was not the correct. Ja'Marr Chase got over 3.5 rushing yards because of a swing pass that was a lateral. So we got we kind of got lucky on that one as well.
We'll take it.
Each team did score a touchdown in each half, which was
was that the boost?
+128 for yes. No was -164. So you got a plus money there. To score first and win, Rams were +124 on that. Last score of the half was a touchdown, which was -122. It was not a field goal or safety. We had chances there. It did not happen. And then the Gatorade color was blue.
Blue.
Am I missing anything else?
No. Dan Marino made it to the Super Bowl his rookie year.
No. Yeah.
Never got back.
Trust me.
It's hard.
Here, I'll say this.
It is very hard to get to the Super Bowl. Bengals are very good. Joe Burrow is the fucking man. I love Joe Burrow. I love Ja'Marr Chase. But that AFC is stacked.
I was going to say, I'll make this case. If Joe Burrow and the Bengals were in the NFC, I'd say sure.
Absolutely.
You know what? Much clearer path. The odds for them next year, they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They actually have the 7th best odds at +1,900 for next year's Super Bowl. Chiefs, Bills are the heavy favorites. They're both at +700. The Bengals last year would have been, if I'm looking at this correctly, probably +10,000, +12,000.
Yeah.
Those teams right now are the Lions, the Giants, the Jags, the Jets, and the Texans. That's insane.
Huh.
And then the Bears are at +7,500. Like, there's no way. That's not going to happen again. Where they NFL, hats I off mean, to the Bengals.
Unbelievable run. It was incredible. I mean, they were up in the fourth. Like Pat tweeted out, the Bengals are up in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl right now. Like, that was insane. And anybody want to take the fucking points?
Anybody want to take a flyer on next year? I mean, there is going to be.
What are the Fins at?
The Fins are. Who are they? The Miami Dolphins?
Jeez.
+3,600. Yep. Pretty far down the list.
What's that?
Pretty far down the list.
What do you mean?
Steelers are very far down the list.
What are you at?
Plus 7,000. They don't know who the fucking quarterback's going to be.
Jimmy.
Right now, that plus 7,000, okay, I'm looking at, where's the Steelers front office? They think, hey, if Mason Rudolph's quarterback, plus 7,000. Okay, that's not good. It's not fucking good.
It's alarming. It's alarming.
Okay. Mitt.
Tony.
Well, the Raiders aren't much better.
Where are the Cowboys at?
Plus 1,600.
Fourth. They are plus 1,200.
Ooh. Oh,
they're fourth?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Goes Chiefs, Bills, Rams, Boys.
Boys.
Niners, Pack, Bengals, Ravens.
Boys.
Bucks, Broncos, Browns, Chargers, Cardinals, Titans, Colts. Colts might have a new fucking quarterback too. These are going to change. These are going to change drastically.
Who do you honestly think the Steelers get?
Mitch Trubisky. What are you talking about, dude?
What the fuck?
What's wrong?
You shitting me?
What happened?
No, he just heard Orlovsky say that today on Pat's show, so now he's running with it.
Are you
he finally listened to Dan say that Mariota isn't I'm that good.
I'm out on Mariota. After all this time.
Listen, I'm out on him.
All this time.
Okay, because Dan is positive about every quarterback in the league, and he wasn't positive about Mariota. I'm out on Mariota. Give me Mitch Trubisky.
I'm thinking it's going to be a tough year, pal. I don't know if they're gonna, dude.
I mean, your O-line stinks, though.
Yeah, so.
Everybody's O-line stinks, though.
You can fix an O-line in offseason, though.
I don't know.
You can
know.
Make it better. I don't know if you can fix it.
Yeah, this is what I'm starting to think. Everybody needs an O-line. Like, look at the Bengals. Like, I say it about the Dolphins every fucking day. Get an O-line. Steelers, get an O-line. Like, maybe they're just not that many good O-line.
You got some young guys. They'll be a year older. You can hit on one in the draft, hopefully. Free agency, you bring in somebody. There's ways. It's possible.
Yeah. Finch has brought in a new O-line coach from BC.
Yeah, I like that.
Sure.
The Browns fixed their O-line 2 years ago. It was the worst in the league, went to the best in the league.
Sure.
It's possible. That's all I'm saying.
But does that even matter if you don't have a quarterback?
It's going to help the run game.
Sure is, but, you know.
But, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the Colts have the best O-line in the league, so.
Yeah.
Kind of goes to Tony's point.
Thanks. Carson Wentz going to be a starter ever again?
Yes, I do.
Really?
I do think he will be. Yeah.
Like this year?
I still think as bad as Carson Wentz was in those last few games or at points during this whole season, he's still better than
Marcus Mariota.
Yep.
You'd take him over Mariota for the Steelers?
For sure.
Yes. I would love to give Carson Wentz to the Steelers if he all time.
You know what? Bring Carl over.
Yes.
I'm tell you what, I'm going to warm up to that idea, too. Tell you what, Yinzers are not going to be fucking kind, though.
Nah.
What are we talking? A fifth round pick, maybe?
For Carl?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Colts have to take his entire salary.
Yeah, they're just going to cut him if no one trade. Like, they'll take whatever they can get.
Yeah, I mean,
it'll be like when the Dolphins traded Tannehill. Boy, they got fourth.
Well, if he's cut, you don't have to pay.
He hits free agency, and he's coming on cheap. I'll take him for a run.
Sure, why not?
Yes.
Pittsburgh's big bobcat town.
Yeah.
It's not a big deer town.
It's not a big. He played terrible.
No. He will. I mean, we'll hear about it early and often. All right.
That's interesting.
The
quarterback carousel is interesting.
It is. It's going to be an awesome. It's going to be an awesome offseason. Always is. We always say it is. Might not be. Might be.
Russ is the one I'm most intrigued by.
Well, that would be he is the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
You get out of all the quarterbacks that are rumored to be out there, even Aaron, because Aaron's 38, going on 39. If him and Russ were the same age, it's Aaron.
Yeah, I think Aaron's off the table.
But because of the age, Russ is the, if you could get Russ, he's the cream of the crop of this.
Absolutely.
Rumored what can be happening. Unless every single charge that was filed is dropped against Deshaun.
Yeah.
Because that becomes a thing too. Okay. Or Kyler. Is Kyler going to be on the market?
It seems like Kyler Murray is on the market.
There's a guy who would not fit in black and gold, I can tell you that.
What? Kyler would be great for you guys. He makes hell of a
trust play. Me. Kyler trust Murray me. I know the Inzers and they feels want like you could get him. They want a guy who just loves ball.
Feels like you could get him on the bit of a cheap right now.
Maybe. Or maybe you can't. I don't know.
What, you don't want Kyler Murray just post a bunch of Instagram pictures?
Nah.
Would the Texans trade Deshaun for Kyler?
Put the fucking Xbox controller down, dude.
Tony didn't say he would or wouldn't want him. He just said the Yinzers would not want
Kyler
him.
Kyler well, for Deshaun straight
inherited
up.
Inherited blood. Blood is thicker than water. I am. What were you saying?
Kyler for Deshaun straight up. Psh,
psh. Davey Mills, black and gold. Let's go. All right. We will be talking about football, obviously, as the offseason continues. But as of right now, it's going to be much more of a we're going to have some guests on. We're going to bring the callies back. I believe, did Jackson DM somebody?
Pat. He replied to Pat's IG.
That's awesome. Jackson needs the phone lines open. So guess what? Phone lines are going to be
open. You better call in the first day because they were open for a couple weeks and he went fucking Houdini on
us. That's honestly the reason why the phone lines disappeared was because Jackson disappeared.
Yeah.
He is the lifeblood. So,
he did quit on us. We didn't quit on him. Let the record show.
But we're not going to hold that against him.
No, no.
So we'll have guests. We'll have callers. We'll have college basketball, NBA, hockey. Hopefully baseball comes back at some point. Oh,
jeez.
We're pretty close to March Madness. By the way, we are off tomorrow to next week. You putting out picks?
What's that?
You gonna be putting out picks or?
I'll definitely put my feet up for a couple of days. I think we'll see where I land. I don't know what I'm doing, where I'm going. So
after a full football, college football, full footy, the brain dessert. You know, sometimes you can't run these things dry.
I got absolutely crushed on Saturday in college basketball too.
Well, I mean, it was Super Bowl week. You putting out picks on Super Bowl week was. We'll remember that for next year.
Yes, next year I will take off Saturday college basketball when we are on the road and. On West Coast time, not sleeping much
at all.
Having the Modelo.
Couple Modelo, more specifically, Modelo.
I did like those, like some of the lines. Like, if Syracuse getting 9.5 at Virginia, I will take every fucking day.
I didn't look at one.
Every day.
My brother-in-law texted me and said, what do you think about IU today? I said, I haven't looked at one college basketball.
Oh, IU got fucking smacked by Michigan State. That was the gimme of the day. Michigan State -4 at home against IU.
Okay.
Feels like to fade IU whenever they play a good team.
Okay.
Feels like Purdue's coming back down to earth a little bit. They lost a bad one. They got smacked by Michigan.
Oh, yeah, golf. Sorry, Greg. Golf.
Thank you, Greg. We'll
probably have a rotating cast of maybe Cupmaker, Cam Stewart, and the Tour Junkies, maybe.
Tour Junkies are on fire.
Yeah. I'll talk to them over here on break. We'll get all those lined up. Yeah. I forgot. I love golf. Golf gambling. What are we even talking about? Mitt will have NBA. Nick Skate's got the NHL. We're fine. We're good. Mm-hmm. And then we'll talk, you know, there's going to be price tags. That's not the word, though.
What?
What the fuck, dude?
Did franchise, you just there's say gonna be price tags?
There's going to be franchise tags, free agency. Coke, we got the fucking, got the combine. We're good, baby. Hey, we're fucking good. All right. So today is a Picks Monday. Since we're out here. Picks Monday, baby. How do you feel about the college basketball slate?
I got an 8-piece.
You got an 8-piece.
8-piece nugget.
Nick, how do you feel about the NHL slate?
4 games. We got 4 picks.
Stinky, okay. Stinky, what a fucking human being you are.
Cougars, +180 dog beat the Leafs on Saturday night.
Okay. Why? Mitt, how do you feel about the NBA slate?
Well, I got smacked last night, so that means I'm due for a really good night.
You were betting on the NBA last night?
No, I got smacked in the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
But it's all the same, man. It's all gambling. So
how was your wait? Didn't you have a hype Odell and Rams to win?
No, I had the hype Odell and Jamar Chase to score. But
Chase, Jamar
was like 3 yards away.
So fucking good. That catch, he made 2 one-handed catches.
Mitt,
yeah, Tony.
Jamar is like 2 yards away.
Thanks,
dude.
I didn't know that.
Jeez.
Wait, was one of the games already started?
Which one?
I know I wasn't on that game. UNC Dub and. William & Mary, maybe?
Pardon?
UNC, Dobbin, William & Mary? You on that game?
No, I'm not on fucking...
You got eight. I got three. So why don't you get us started?
New Hampshire, Moneyline versus UMBC.
Okay.
St. Louis plus 2.5 at the Bonnies.
You're a son of a bitch.
You're on the Bonnies?
No, I got them at, I got St. Louis. I got the Billikens at plus the 2 because the Bonnies have been not good. 4-12 ATS in their last 16. 3-9 ATS in their last 12 is a favorite. St. Louis is pretty good. Not sure why they're getting points here, so but we'll take it.
There's a couple of those out there.
We'll take it.
Cleveland State, money line at IPFW.
Okay.
I love Cleveland State.
I know you do.
Good squad.
Good squad.
Holy Cross, money line versus American.
Okay.
North Carolina Central plus 1.5 at Coppin State.
Coppin.
Coppin State over to you.
Coppin.
Coppin State. I took the other team.
Excuse me, what?
I don't need to pronounce their name right because I'm not betting on them, Tony.
Don't just a little respect.
Back to you.
That's fair, unless it's a military institute.
I haven't bet on or against military in quite some time.
Thank you.
Goddamn right.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. No surprise to you here, pal. My favorite team in the NCAA.
Oh, Jesus. Drexel?
Want Drexel plus the 4?
Holy fuck.
Drexel's 5-1-8.
Fucking shirts.
5-1 ATS, fucking their last Tony six is a dog. 5-1 ATS, their last six road games. 8-3 ATS, their last 11 overall. And then, you know.
You know?
The Colonial Athletic Association.
Who are they playing?
Charleston.
Ah, Charleston's burned me a couple times. They're getting 4 against Charleston?
It's getting 4 against Charleston. We're on Drexel, baby.
Yeah, put me down. I'll take Drexel.
Ooh, we're on Drexel together. It just okay.
It's on Tony, not me. Northern Colorado, money line at home against Southern Utah.
Okay.
Rhode Island getting 2.5 at home versus Dayton. I mean, I love me some Flyers, but Rhode Island smacked Davidson on the weekend.
You're talking about Rhode Island and Dayton?
Yeah.
Why are they starting at 9 o'clock at night? Rhode Island is on the East Coast. That one confused me, and I didn't take the game strictly because of that reason.
Don't ask questions. Just know that we got something to watch.
I was just I know. I was just I didn't know what was going on, so I didn't take it.
Take it in.
Okay.
Take it in.
In a matchup of two just heavyweight teams, okay? Like, these teams are very, very good teams.
What are you doing?
I'll be taking the Florida A&M plus 5.5 against Alcorn. They're 8-2 in their last 10. Alcorn's 9-15 overall. Like, Florida A&M, now, while they are a terrible ball club, they're 5-0 ATS their last 5 road, 4-0 ATS last 4 is a road dog, 8-2 ATS their last 10 overall. Give me 5.5 against Alcorn.
Don't hate it.
Okay.
Don't hate it.
You got anything else?
Yeah. I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm taking Oregon minus 4 at home against Washington State.
Okay. I'm not.
I don't know why I am either. It's
just because you had to. You love yourself in the late night Pac-12 matchup.
I mean, fuck, when the boys hit the court at 10 p.m., it does require some watching, my friend.
Okay, is that all?
That is all.
All right, so I am on St. Louis plus the 2, Drexel plus the 4, Florida A&M plus 5.5. Bark, bark, bark.
All dogs, huh?
Bark, bark, bark.
New Hampshire, money line. St. Louis plus 2.5. Cleveland State, money line. Holy Cross, money line. North Carolina Central plus 1.5. Northern Colorado, money line. Rhode Island plus 2.5. Oregon minus 4.
Okay, awesome. I just realized I'm on all road dogs as well. Oh, it's geez. The traveling pups. We are a traveling road show today.
Ooh.
Ooh. Nick, what's that traveling road show? Dog road show.
Dog road show?
Mm-hmm.
Where they traveling
judge,
dogs?
Where they judge all the dogs.
Westminster?
Thank you.
I don't know if it's traveling.
Call me Westminster tonight. Well, it's not in the dogs' houses, so.
That's fair.
The dogs do have to get on the road.
Jeez.
Okay. Aaron Parker, baby. What could go wrong? All right, that's college basketball. Let's go to the ice.
Ooh.
You heard it earlier from Nikki Skates. We have four games tonight. That's right, a four-piece of NHL games tonight.
Sorry, Nick. Do the Florida Panthers play hockey anymore?
Relax, pal.
When was the last time they played?
I don't know.
It had to have been a week ago because I haven't bet them.
I've been Super Bowl football brain for the past.
Weren't they off for the fucking break?
Everyone was off for the All-Star game. Yeah, it was that last weekend, but everyone came back. Oh,
carry on.
Listen, four games tonight, they all stink. Nothing to get too excited about here. Getting chalky, going all chalk. Detroit Red Wings going to Minnesota. The Wings stink on the road. Give me Minnesota at home, 15-3-1 at home. Give me the 60-minute money line for the Wild at -155.
Okay.
Wild got a win in regulation. That's money line three-way in the FanDuel Sports app, -155, Minnesota win.
Okay.
Same thing with Toronto going on the road to take on the Kraken.
They stink.
The Leafs are a very good team. Seattle is not. Kraken Toronto stinks. Leafs. -155 on the 60-minute money Maple line. Buds. Leafs in regulation.
Okay.
Again, Winnipeg at home against the Blackhawks. Blackhawks stink. Winnipeg, slightly better team. Winnipeg, -110, 60-minute regulation.
Okay.
Money line. And finally, to wrap it up, the Edmonton Oilers go to San Jose to take on the Sharks.
Sharks!
We will take the Oilers, -154. On the standard money line,
okay.
The regular money line. So if OT is involved, we got another shot.
That's a tough slate.
It's not great.
Tell you what my favorite moment of Super Bowl hammer down week was.
The coin?
The coin showed up on the biggest stage.
And won.
Yeah,
and won.
And you did not let it down. You gave it the proper introduction it deserved. You gave it the respect.
Every single human
and showmanship
being,
it deserved.
Every single human being in that building heard and stood for the coin.
Sean Merriman.
Including Sean Merriman.
And Chuck Liddell were having a conversation and stopped. And
stopped them in the trash.
Sean Merriman stopped, saw me with my hand on my heart, and didn't know what was going on, so he put his hand on the heart. And then he saw what we were doing. And he didn't. I don't think he respected the coin as much after that, but he did show respect while the coin was picking. So
and that's all that matters.
Thank you, Sean Merriman.
Show respect to the coin ceremony, and it wins.
That's the story. That's the story of the coin.
Checks, huh?
Mitt.
Tony.
Let's do some NBA, pal.
Hey, let's get
right into it. Is it TNT Tuesday or no?
It's Monday.
Okay. So not TNT Tuesday. Pretty big fucking slate tonight, huh?
Yeah, I mean.
NBA's like, hey, football season's over. Here's a little reminder. We still play. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 games tonight.
Jeez.
When's the All-Star game? Sunday?
Yeah, you can start betting on the All-Star game.
Team right Durant now. Versus Team LeBron. LeBron is -5.5.
Yeah, dude. Duh.
I'm always going to take the dog in that one.
Okay. I mean, that was just so uncalled for. But we're going to get right into it tonight.
Hold on. Taking Team LeBron the most hype boy pick of all time?
I mean, the game isn't out yet, Tony, but...
What are you talking about?
Guess what I'm going to take. Yet. Yeah, probably Team LeBron in the over.
What do you mean the game isn't out yet? It's on FanDuel. You can bet it right now, dude.
Jeez.
You know what
is
I mean.
Is that our NBA
right
guy?
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying. Mitt, we're not going to be here, dude, so I'm asking you, is taking Team LeBron the most hype boy pick of all time?
No, it's not the most hype boy pick of all time, but it's pretty hype boy. 318.5
is the total.
Great over to take. If you're ever going to throw something that fun. 318.5. Yeah, it's the NBA All-Star game. They literally don't play defense. They actually adjusted this one compared to the Pro Bowl, but
I know.
I'd still take 318.
318 is a lot of points. Yep. But go ahead. Sorry. Continue for tonight. I fucking apologize.
Sorry. I just wasn't in All-Star brain. Okay. But, Tony, I'm going to go with the Washington Wizards tonight at home. Detroit Pistons coming to town. Detroit stinks. Wizards.
How do you think the Wizards? How do you think they feel after the trade deadline? I mean, they did get the unicorn.
Why?
Porzingis?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. That was a weird trade between those two teams.
I don't know how they feel. I don't think he's very good, but...
Okay.
What they give up for?
He was hitting shots from, like, the third row.
He was. I did see that. He did hit a shot from the third row during his initial media thing.
That's yeah, so sick. Good ticket sale.
All right, so
good
you're on the Wiz tonight. Gotcha.
Yeah. They're having more people in the crowd. We got the Chicago Bulls at home. San Antonio's going to Chicago. They're -3.5. Chicago's a better team. We're just betting on the better team tonight, Tony.
Wait, let's not overthink it tonight. Bet on the better team.
And then we're going to the Toronto Raptors, going to New Orleans. You know I'm never going to bet on the Pelicans. I'll fade them all day. So okay, we got the Toronto Raptors minus 3.5. And then to close it out, Tony, we got the Golden State Warriors going to the L.A. Clippers, and they're minus 5.5. Golden State, great, great team. The L.A. Clippers, they stink. They're about as bad as the Lakers, so just bet on Golden State here.
Are Lakers out of the playoffs, Mitt?
They're in the play in like the 10 seed, I think, right now. Dude, they're bad. It is getting bad.
Jeez.
Yeah, you saw LeBron just drinking his problems away. I respect that move personally. In the middle of the season, you're dropping a bunch of 30 points and some great passes, and no one else is making their damn shots. So
doesn't he build the team though?
He does.
I don't think so.
Oh, you would, dude. You know he does.
Oh, you think he... Have you seen his face? You think he wants Westbrook on that team
he
right
asked
now?
Oh, so you, clip you of think, him asking for Westbrook.
You think Melo and Westbrook just came over because LeBron didn't want them there?
Melo would have been on the team like 3 years ago if it was actually LeBron being the GM, so that's not true.
You mean
when and Melo's also, dude, Melo's the second best free agent that they signed. Come on. He's the second best addition to the
team.
That
was not the conversation. The conversation was, does LeBron build the team or not?
Where's KCP?
I don't know. Hopefully, well, I wanted him to get traded. So,
he's still on the team?
Yes, he's still on the team. He
That team stinks, dude. Celtics probably going to win the championship.
Celtics are probably the hottest team in the NBA right now, yeah.
They got Danny Theis back, too.
Really?
For no reason at all.
That's very
interesting. Why would you trade Dennis Schroeder for...
Schroeder's gone.
Yeah, they could trade him for Danny Theis, who they had.
Interesting.
Yeah, but what Ben Stevens is, he's a wizard up there.
Okay. He's Ben who?
What's his name?
Well...
Ben Stevens?
I don't think it's Ben Stevens.
Who's the Brad Stevens?
Oh, shit.
Win Ben... Oh, jeez. Oh, no. Bruce's boy.
Oh, no.
Brad Stevens.
That's fucking
he stinks,
perfect,
dude.
Whoa,
he stinks.
Dude.
He does.
I like Brad. Come on. He went to my school.
Yeah, but what has he done, man?
He brought Butler to 2 Final Fours. What do you mean?
Should have never traded Scary Terry. Celtics haven't been the same since they got rid of Scary Terry.
True.
Scary Terry almost took the Celtics to the fucking NBA Finals that year Kyrie got hurt.
Yeah, but Scary Terry's got Melo under his wing, though. La Melo.
Melo starts.
The Hornets are very good.
He's got him under his wing, dude.
The anger Mitt was so mad.
What do you mean? No, he doesn't. You don't think he's ever told him like how to be a pro,
dude?
Probably not. They were pros about the same time. Melo was just like 4 years younger. Sorry, overseas dude, you're still pro.
I can't.
Melo knows how to be a pro. He's not under anyone's wing. His wing's on his shoes.
I'm sick.
That was
fucking sick, dude. That was sick. Are you taking this boost, Nick?
What's the boost? Didn't see the boost.
What Maple Leafs, Jets, and Oilers all to win, plus 380.
I am on all three of those teams, so we'll be taking that boost.
Seems like a good boost. Hey, Champions League's back tomorrow.
Yep.
Doing anything?
What's that?
Doing anything?
Probably asking you for your Paramount plugin so I can watch it.
It's also on CBS, I think. The knockout stage is actually on CBS.
CBS.
No, like CBS, CBS.
CBS News?
Like, no, like the normal CBS.
Oh, like regular
two.
Cable?
Yeah.
That would be sweet because it's a fucking joke that it's not televised.
I mean, I could check for you right now, actually. Let me fucking log into my YouTube TV and...
Surprising turn of events. Sergio Ramos is not playing against Real Madrid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Because he felt uncomfortable with it? Or
he's hurt all of a sudden.
Did he not feel... For some reason, my YouTube TV app's not pulling up on my computer.
Jeez. Liverpool Inter Wednesday, PSG Real Madrid tomorrow. Tell you what.
What?
I don't know who's playing for PSG tomorrow, but Real Madrid double chance, minus 135, is in play.
Let me see here. Champions. Jesus Christ, what are you doing, Tony? Champ, you look at that.
What's that?
You look at those while I figure out if it's on normal TV or not.
No, it was. I just looked. That's the play.
What is the play? Huh?
Real Madrid, double chance at PSG.
Okay.
Minus 130.
Tell you what, I think it's on normal CBS.
I mean, let's hope.
If it's not, I'll
we'll never get this fucking time back in our lives.
Good show. Good show. I'll send you my Paramount login.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yep. Are you taking this boost, Mitt?
Sorry, which one?
Curry, Patty Mills, and Fournier to each make 3 threes.
Oh, it's on CBS. Dude.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I want to watch some threes go in. I'll take it.
It's on cable. Good bet. It's on cable. You're good.
Thank you.
See? We're good.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
How do we feel?
Good. You want this, the power rankings?
You mean, we talked to her. Are you ready?
Yeah, I piece it together.
Okay. For the third installment of Gumpy's Gold Standard Sweet 16 College Basketball Power Rating Rankings.
Smart. I did something that I didn't want to do here. I fucking hate it.
He wasn't, I'll be honest, he wasn't as confident this morning, but, you know, and then he said, you know what? I'm going to fucking dial these in. So I'm pretty sure they're pretty dialed in right now. Please take us. Do you have honorable mentions?
Honorable mention. I do not like this. Ohio State, honorable mention once again.
Okay.
Alabama, honorable mention. Starting to come into form.
Okay, they're coming back.
And unfortunately, on the honorable mention list is also Marquette.
What happened?
They got walked by Butler this weekend.
Butler is a terrible basketball team.
They're not bad.
I mean, they're not good.
It was tough. I mean, I want Marquette in there. Michigan State, 16. Smacked Indiana on the weekend after a tough loss.
Okay.
I got USC in this thing.
They're playing some basketball.
Yeah. They're 21-4. They beat UCLA, who, for whatever reason, everybody has UCLA still in the top 20, and I don't understand. They keep losing.
Okay.
Houston, despite losing two straight, is still in. They're still 20-4.
Well, they were, yeah. I
mean, they're 20-4.
Okay.
Wisconsin, a bad, bad loss to Rutgers at 13.
Okay.
Villanova at 12. Three straight wins over UConn, St. John's, and Seton Hall.
Good basketball.
They are playing good ball. Illinois, tough loss to Purdue, so they're at 11.
Uh-huh.
Texas Tech at 10.
Okay.
They haven't been as good, but I think that's good. Duke at 9. They lost to Virginia. That's why they're at 9.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're watching that.
Yeah, that was bad.
Uh-huh.
Purdue's at 8. I mean, they're 22-4, but it feels like...
When are you going to respect them, dude?
Huh?
When are you going to show them
respect? Well, they got fucking walked by Michigan, so I never had much faith, so... Okay. I think they're very lucky to be at 8 in my eyes.
Okay.
Baylor's back. Dog walk Texas on Saturday. They're 21-4. The Friars.
Providence, that's are goal.
At 6. They've won 8 straight and they're 21-2.
All right. Like,
I mean, come on.
Like.
Kansas at 5, okay. 20-4.
Makes sense.
Arizona's won 6 straight, 22-2.
Good ball club.
Kentucky at 3.
Okay.
And here it is. Auburn lost.
Oh, no. Zags are number one?
I hate this. Auburn at 2, Gonzaga at 1. Jeez.
You know, they're your fucking gold standard power ranks. If you still think
Auburn... You can't put...
If you think Auburn's still a better basketball team, you put them number one.
If it was up to... Well, it is up to me. That's what you just said. It's up to you. But I don't even want Gonzaga in the top 5.
Then don't put them there.
They have to be one. The way it's just the way it is. Okay. I can't if I go off. You know,
it's your rules.
I have to be fair, stern but fair.
It's your fucking rules.
Is what I always say.
You are stern but fair.
Stern but fair.
All these shows in this office are stern but fair.
Ohio State is close. Ohio State is close. Alabama is close. I hope Marquette isn't dead.
They're not. Trust me, they're not.
Providence Friars. I mean, 21-2. Come on.
Okay. That was good. That was good, Gumpy's Gold Standard. We'll be back Tuesday with those.
Yeah.
Give you a little more time to think about it.
I mean, let's hope for some fucking good ball this week, huh?
Hockey Talk back next week.
Nice week.
YouTube.com/That's Hockey Talk if you want to go watch some old shows.
Good plug. Thank you. I believe Gumpy might be running a spaces potentially, possibly on Wednesday night to kind of fill the void, fill the gap. Rupper might jump in there too. Okay. Depends on what they got going on. I don't want to speak for them. It was tossed out there before. He might.
We'll see.
He might fire it up.
I mean, if I hop on a jet, I hop on a jet, you know.
You got to do what you got to do. That'll happen. You got to do what you got to do.
Can't blame him. That's vacation.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back.
Hell of a season.
Check the Twitters.
Hell of a season.
It was hell of a season. Thank you guys seriously for everything. It was a hell of a season. I hope you won more than you lost.
I was pleasantly surprised when I did my NFL season.
Yeah, it was good.
99-74 plus 14 units.
Very good.
Yeah.
I stopped keeping track of mine, so.
Good. Jot them down, dude.
I know. I'm college basketball I'm doing. I always get lazy. Let me see here. Let me see if I can find it. Fuck it. You know, that we just kind of stopped, you know?
Yeah. Chiefs plus 700, huh?
I stopped in December, so.
That'll happen.
Kind of missed a whole lot of action. Okay. We'll be back next week.
It's a good show. It's a good season. Good NFL season.
You know, use this week to spread your wings.
Yeah. Put your feet up, huh?
No, I mean, the listeners, spread your wings here. You know, maybe dive in, see how you guys do this week.
Yeah. Enjoy yourselves.
Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy yourselves. Make some bets. Soak it up.
Soak it in.
We'll be back on Tuesday with very, very fresh brains.
Phone calls.
Phone calls.
Can't wait.
Eager to make picks.
Can't wait.
Eager to make picks.
Can't wait.
Good luck.
Can't wait.
Hammer.
Bless.
Dad.